I think for me, it was bittersweet, but it was a moment of reflection as well to look into the work that Thulani has done for the people of Swaziland when it comes to fighting for democracy and just society in the kingdom. So it was painful because he's no longer here for this recognition, and for him to appreciate and understand that other democracies, honest and free democracies, appreciate the work that he is doing. So it was painful, but as well, vindicating in a sense to say he might have died and might have been killed in the manner that he was killed, but he worked so hard for justice and democracy in the kingdom.
What has your life been like since the murder of your husband?
It has been a very difficult one in the sense that in terms of closure, we don't have closure as a family because there's been no investigation. There's been no updates. But number two, it's been difficult in the sense that he was the pillar within the mass democratic movement of Swaziland. And, you know, the ideas and the vision that he saw, the Swaziland that he envisioned, you know, that idea is stalled, but not stalled in the sense that he's dead. It's stalled because, of course, the sense of fear and the sense of trying to regroup within the mass democratic movement and finding focus. But we get courage to say they may have killed him, but what he stood for, what he fought for, we will continue those ideas to fight for as well. So we find courage in his words as well. When he was in prison, you know, he was always resolute to say, no matter the consequences on my body, but the ideals will never kill. So I think what he fought for and eventually what he was killed for, we will carry on with the fight of justice and democracy in Swaziland.
What is the latest now that you know about the investigation into the murder of your husband? Because the government told us they were investigating.
As far as I know, there is nothing. In April, I was traveling home with my children, and I was stopped and detained by the security agents with the claim of that they've been looking for me and I've been a racist, to which I answered to say I've been the one calling them. And since then, in April this year, until now, they haven't come back because they said they wanted to question me, but they haven't come back. They haven't said anything. They haven't contacted my lawyer. So as far as I know, today as I'm speaking to you, there is nothing when it comes to the investigation of Thulani.
The multi-democracy movement, what is the suspicion in terms of who might have been behind? Because we spoke to the government and the government spokesperson repeatedly told me that the government had nothing to do with the killing of your husband.
So if they have nothing, why aren't they killing their name and getting the killers? Because the police took the three bullets that came out of my husband. Where is the ballistic report? What is delaying them if they're not involved? Because those bullets and the ballistic report would guide into the kind of weapon, and they would be able to investigate that. Why is it taking them more than 18 months to investigate if they're not involved? Because they are clear. I mean, they have no interest, so they just investigate and come out with a proper outcome. They haven't done that. So if they are not part and parcel, why is it taking them time to come out with the proper investigation and the proper information?
Madam, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to speak with you. And congratulations for the award.
Thank you very much.